What's up? Welcome to the show, Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. Of course, I'm a competitive powerlifter. I'm a personal trainer, but more than anything, I just love talking about health and fitness. And today, I want to jump right into the show because I have a special guest with me, Megan. Now, Megan is going to be competing very soon in a bikini competition, and I wanted to talk to her about what she's going through, her training, and hopefully we can all follow her story and find some inspiration. So, Megan, are you there? How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Awesome. So, first of all, would you mind just introducing yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Sure. Okay, well, my name is Megan Gillespie. I currently work at 8-to-5 job, and I'm just wanting to get into the bodybuilding world, and I'll be competing in my first competition. It's called the USA Southern Colorado Armed Forces Championship on May 17th, and I'm super excited about it.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and it's kind of a mouthful there. So is this competition, this has been around for a while that you know of, or?
It has. It's been around for years from what I've read online. You know, like, I'm just getting introduced to it. I've never competed before. I'm completely a, you know, newbie at this. It's a huge sport. There's a lot of people that compete, and there's just so many different categories to compete into. So it's really easy to find something if you're interested in it, find, you know, a good category for yourself. But yeah, it's been around for a while.
And I'm very excited to have you here with me because I've seen people's pictures of before and after, and I've talked to people either before they've done it and never followed up with it, or seen people after they've done it. And what I'd like to do is hopefully have you on the show throughout your training and leading up to the competition, and we can follow along and see exactly what goes into getting ready to and competing. So is that something that we might be able to do?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, I'm willing to share my experience and my journey through this. I know it's going to be tough. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so you were talking to me earlier, and you said that you did a body fat test called the BOD Pod?
Yes, the BOD Pod. So the BOD Pod is a computerized egg-shaped chamber, and it measures your whole, like, mass and volume and determines your fat versus lean on your whole body. It's an air displacement plethysmograph.
Okay.
And, that's a mouthful in itself. And so it just uses air instead of water to determine your body volume, physical relationship between, you know, your fat and lean.
Okay, so your fat mass and your lean mass?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and so you've got the results of that.
I did.
Okay.
It's actually, it's not as depressing as I thought it was going to be. So currently I weigh 137 pounds. And my percentage of fat on my body is 30%.
Okay.
And so the percentage of fat-free mass would be 70%. And so there's different categories that you could go into. And I fall in a moderately lean category. So for a woman, between 22 and 30% of body fat is considered moderately lean. So that's average. Oh. Women typically have more body fat on them.
Okay. And then have you done any research about, like, what your goal would be for that as far as competing?
Well, I'm currently training with my coach. I'm part of Team Classy Fit, and my coach is actually a pro bikini competitor. So she told me that I should get down to, like, maybe 6% body fat by the time I'm done with my competition.
Wow.
Yeah. So that will put me into the ultra lean category. So that's where the fat levels are often found in the elite athletes.
Wow. Okay. So we are recording this. It's Saturday, December 27th. And when is this competition?
The competition is May 17th, and I begin my training in January.
Okay. So your training starts, what's that? Sorry, are you starting like January 1st or?
Well, January 5th. I want to get through the New Year's.
Okay. That makes sense. That's fair enough. So
enjoy my drinks.
Now, before you got into this, what was your workout schedule like?
Well, before this, I graduated college in May of 2014. So I typically didn't really have time to get to the gym. I would try to as like a stress reliever from like exam testing and all that stuff and homework. So it was kind of rare that I went to the gym, but I made it a point to, you know, maybe run a mile like once a week and just get on the elliptical a couple times a day or a couple times a week. I think it's more than the average person, but it's definitely not as much as it should have been.
Okay. And was there something special or some kind of remarkable event that made you say, hey, I want to compete?
Actually, also when I was in college, I actually had a sorority sister that competed in her first NPC show for bikini. And, when she got done training, like, I saw her in the gym every single day, and she was posting all these pictures. She was like, dang, like, she looked good. And, that's just something that I was like, I'm young, I'm athletic, like, I don't have, like, anyone to, like, report to or any major responsibilities. I was like, this is something that I totally want to do, and it's, like, going to better my life as well.
Awesome. Yeah, so you can kind of thank your friend. Your sorority sister.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They definitely introduced me to the idea of it. And now that I have the time, I'm definitely going to pursue it.
Right. And I have a lot of friends that have competed. And I know that it's a different animal because I compete in powerlifting. But I feel like you can be, I don't know, sloppy is kind of a bad word. But you're not as strict because diet is a big deal in powerlifting. However, I can afford to have a piece of pizza and it won't ruin my whole training regime. Whereas I know bodybuilding and bikini competing especially, diet's going to be a real big challenge. And I'd like to have you on later. Have you started any type of dietary changes or anything right now?
Yes. The only change that I've made is I'm eating everything that I can before I start my actual diet.
Okay. All right. So by that, you mean like treats, like
like if I'm craving today, actually right after the gym, I went to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
And on Christmas, I just had, you know, three different slices of pies. I've just been going in because I know I'm about to have to, you know, be really strict with what I eat next.
Right. So have you talked to your trainer about a macronutrient diet yet?
Yes. We have spoke about macro dieting. However, that's just not how she trains her team.
Okay.
So she just likes to go off of, I guess, more of like a calorie intake. Macros is when you could just like eat Pop-Tarts if it fits into like your macros for the day. But she just thinks that clean eating is better for you.
Right.
So that you're keeping like your body healthy.
Right. Well, it depends on everybody's different. So I think that each diet has its benefits to each. And when it comes down to it, it's all counting calories. So I think that's a good way to go about it. So I was just curious because there's a couple different ways to approach it. But we are coming up on the 10-minute mark here for this episode. So I would love to have you on throughout the time when you're getting ready for this competition and we can stay updated and follow you in your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. You could also be able to follow me on Instagram if, you know, you want to see like pictures of like my progress and stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm creating one called Mega Fit.
Okay.
So like Megan, but Mega.
Okay, yeah. it's going to be Mega Fit. Yeah, once you get that, just shoot me the link to it. I'll post it up on the Twitter and the Facebook page so we can all follow along there.
All right, great. Well,
That'd
thank you
awesome.
So much for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on the show. It's always fun to have other people on talking about health and fitness so you don't have to just listen to me. So I appreciate it. And thanks again. This is Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. And if you want to find any of the episodes, you can go to iTunes. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast there and leave me a review. And thanks for tuning in. And as always, remember, stay motivated.